Yeah, Eddie kind of blackmailed me because he helped me out on my men's breakfast yesterday. So he said, you got to do announcements then today. And I said, okay, well, I guess. So I'd like to welcome any visitors or guests we have here today. Thank you for coming. Hopefully you felt welcome. And after the service, if you'd like to. We normally have a tent set up outside, but that won't be there today. So there's just in the information in the foyer, there's information table there where we have some information about our church. And a little gift that we have for you. So if you would just mosey on over there if you're a guest today, we'd like to have you with that, help you out with that. And if you would grab your bulletin, there's some announcements there that we would like to go over. Tonight there will be no youth service. They're down right now. I guess there's some people down there getting set up for the youth. They're going to go down to the beach and have fire pit and have lunch and all kinds of neat stuff going on there. So there'll be no service for the youth tonight from 4 to 6. Monday we have the women's Bible study in the fellowship hall at 9:30. Tuesday morning, daybreak men's prayer. Of course, Wednesday service. Now this Wednesday there'll be no kids, no youth this Wednesday. So just make a note of that. And then Thursday morning at 10:30 we have our intercessory prayer. Now, the people that have been going to that have really come up with some great reports and everything. So if anybody can make that, that'd be awesome. That's 10:30 on Thursday mornings. We'd love to see you there. Then on the back, there's a youth all-nighter coming up Friday, August 20th, from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. So it'll be an all-night thing with the youth. We're doing that with Santa Ana Methodist Church combined group. So that'll be a great time. And then for the men, we have the Broken Men at Work, Saturday, August 21st. So put that on your calendars. I know I sent out an email about the men's breakfast, and I kind of sent out an email to the whole congregation, even if you weren't a man. Sorry about that, but that's the way it's going to be. So hopefully, sometimes the husbands don't get the emails, so the wife can remind them. Or just take it as, hey, invite a guy to the men's breakfast that you know. So you're going to keep getting those emails. If you're not getting emails, please let me and Robert know so we can add you to the list, because that's really important, because I know that I have people email me back saying thank you for reminding me because I completely forgot and I wouldn't have been there. So email is an important way of communication. So if you're not on the email and you want to be, please let me and Robert know. Our phone numbers are on this flyer. Please call us and let us know. And then the last thing is Ladies Night Out. Is coming up. There'll be more information to follow, but it's going to be Friday, August 27th, at I believe Lori Finger's house, right? Is that right, Lala? No? Lori? Oh, Lori over. Okay. Well, there'll be more information to follow, so on that one. And then, one more thing. Sorry, Eddie, I'm taking too long. I still got to remember something about that. There's a some flyers in the back about the Foursquare Missions Press. Weiss announced this yesterday at the men's breakfast, but there's a men's or a breakfast at the Foursquare Missions Press at Cornerstone Church on Saturday, August 28th. So it's at 8 o'clock, and what we Weiss had planned to do is meeting here at 7:30 for those who want to come, and we're going to carpool then from here over to the Foursquare Missions Press office, which is at the Anaheim Foursquare, or I'm sorry, Cornerstone Foursquare Church. So please put that on your calendar. We'd love to have you for that. That's a great time. And then on the back of that flyer, that is in the back of the foyer with the sign-up sheet, so we know how many guys are coming. There's also coming up, Weiss announces a men's retreat on Friday evening, October 15th through Sunday morning, October 17th at Camp Cedar Crest for men. Now, on that is 18 years up usually, but 16 and 17 year olds can come with the parental guardian release. So men, if you're willing to come, please come. It's a great time for fellowship and bonding. There will be a fund set up. I've got to talk to Weiss about it, that if there's any men out there that can't afford to come, it's $115. There'll be a fund available to pay your way. So please, if money is an object, please don't let that be. It'll be a great time of fellowship and getting into the Word. for the offering. If the offering is good, okay, if you guys, see, as a council member, I have, you know, financial responsibility to the church and also, you know, the needs of all you guys. So I put both of those in priority. And so I told Eddie, I said, Eddie, if the offering is good, then we're going to give you thumbs up from the back. And that means you've got to shorten your service by 15 minutes. Okay? If it's not good, the thumbs down, and that means Eddie goes 15 minutes longer. So it's up to you guys. With that, I'm going to go to Jim.